Michiganders deserve a governor who works just as hard as we do. A governor with a plan who knows how to get things done. Please cast your vote for me on August 7th, and let's get it done.
I need your help to change Michigan. I want to be that change agent, and I need your vote on August 7th.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all people are created equal. And we've got to stand up for a politics that dignifies all of us. It is about standing up because we believe in who we are as a society.
In order, that is former State Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer, businessman Sri Tanandar, and former Detroit Health Department Executive Director Dr. Abdul El-Sayed, who all met in Grand Rapids Wednesday evening for the Democratic gubernatorial debate. Straight out of the gates, all three candidates voiced their opposition to the country's current immigration policies.
A governor has a role. While immigration is federal policy, the ability to pull back the Michigan National Guard and say, we are not participating in what you are producing out of Washington, D.C.
Look at me. I came to this country and I created hundreds and thousands of jobs only because this country allows me the opportunity to get my PhD and work on my businesses.
We've got a responsibility to make sure that we are not part of a broken federal immigration process. And that's why under my leadership, I have said that we will not participate with ICE.
The three candidates stayed within party lines when addressing a variety of issues facing the state of Michigan, including education, single-payer health care, the state's crumbling infrastructure, and school violence. For the most part, the debate proved mostly cordial. However, El-Sayed attacked Whitmer's Blue Cross Blue Shield ties by continuously stressing that his campaign has not accepted any corporate donations.
I don't take money from corporations. I haven't had a fundraiser thrown for me by Blue Cross Blue Shield, and I will not, because to speak the truth, you cannot be taking money from the same corporations who bought and sold our politics for far too long.
All three candidates said they supported the legalization of recreational marijuana, redistricting legislation that would effectively end gerrymandering, while promising to address Michigan's water issues if elected governor. The gubernatorial primary is set for August 7th. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.